KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There have been calls for a grading system update at the Local Government Bargaining Council to clearly outline procedures when municipalities merge. Some municipal workers at Ray and Konyeni have declared a dispute with management over salary agreements and the job grading process. SAMU members took to the streets this week, demanding that the municipality fulfill promises made during last month's discussions. The issue has been dragging on from 2016, after the merger of the Hibiscus and Isinkorweni municipalities. The DA's caucus chairperson, Leon Gabade, says some workers say they haven't received their salaries.
The councillors have not received their money, and neither have the workers, due to the fact that there was a glitch in the payment system. However, the workers will not be receiving their 2 months as part of their settlement. That process has failed. There's a mandate issue regarding signatures. That council legal advice has been that every worker that was on strike needs to sign the agreement. And the workers are of the opinion that if the union signs the agreement, that is enough.
Refuse collection services were affected. The municipality's Nomusa Zulu has apologized to residents for the disruptions. She says agreements with workers are still being finalized.
We do apologize sincerely for any inconvenience that may have experienced, if any, today. We are aware that some of the employees were waiting for the meeting to start at 2, so their services may have been interrupted.
Final preparations are being made ahead of the official opening of the 7th KZN legislature. Proceedings, which are traditionally held over 2 days, are expected to get underway at 11 this morning. Our reporter Qinul Hlemalinga is there.
Over 3,000 people are expected to arrive at Woodbourne Stadium, where King Misuzulu will, for the second time, deliver his annual speech. The monarch will be accompanied by Zulu regiments, or mama and maidens, for the formal occasion. Security concerns were raised due to the change of venue from the Oval Cricket Stadium, where the SOPA was hosted for 2 years. Legislature Speaker Nontombeko Poesi cited capacity as the reason and assured the monarch that security will be tight. After King Misuzulu's speech, the House will adjourn for the day and reconvene tomorrow for Premier Nduli's address. Qinul Hlemalinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Pietermaritzburg.
And another brief update has been given on the Pope's health as he recovers from lung issues. The Vatican says the 88-year-old pontiff slept well last night and is now resting. He's been treated for almost 2 weeks in Rome during the longest hospital stay of his papacy. We're told his kidney issues are now resolved. Sky News reporter Lisa Holland is in Vatican City.
The Pope's condition remains critical, although within those parameters stable. But we were told on Wednesday that he was able to speak with doctors and with aides and had also been eating.
A recap of our lead story. There have been calls for a grading system update at the Local Government Bargaining Council to clearly outline procedures when municipalities merge. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.